Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Noreen Butler. Noreen Butler is the founder and CEO for Ruby. Noreen is a seasoned entrepreneur, a former senior advisor for a successful international real estate firm, and mother of two children. As a mother with children involved in extracurricular activities, she was faced with the challenges of balancing schedules, events, after-school activities, and her career. Noreen resides in Washington, D.C. with her children and enjoys giving back to her community.
Well, good afternoon, Noreen. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Brian. It's a pleasure to meet you virtually.
Absolutely. This is so exciting. You can probably hear it in my voice, but every day I get to wake up and do a podcast, which is amazing. I love meeting new people, whether it be in person or virtually. We're just so excited to have you on the show. So, Noreen, we're going to jump right into these questions. You've got quite the career in consulting as a senior advisor. Now you're the founder and CEO of Ruby. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Absolutely. I think really most importantly, it's passion. I'm extremely passionate about what we are doing and the service we're providing in the community and keeping our loved ones safe, along with providing job opportunity for those in the gig economy. And also, I'm just really interested in providing a valuable and trusted service for our community. And so I think that coincides with the excitement and drive that I get to share in every morning when I wake up and start my day. And lastly, I think it's really the need in the marketplace. There's such a need that many can resonate with, and that is getting our loved ones from point A to B, to multiple places at once. And so being able to provide a trusted ride service for those in need is really rewarding.
Thank you for sharing. And you're right. I love what you're doing, the service you provide. You know, you're actually providing a service to the most precious gifts in the world. So thank you for sharing that. And thanks for all that you're doing. So Noreen, we've all had to make sacrifices during this lockdown, right? The pandemic. What are your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than during the lockdown?
That's a great question. As things are continuing to just change daily, I mean, early on in the pandemic, we needed to put our effort towards creating COVID protocols so that we could safely transport children and other vulnerable family members. And many of our rides are reoccurring. So with, you know, school and other activities fluctuating between in-person and virtual, our needs have also fluctuated. So we've really focused on our core community during the pandemic initially. And I think now that we're navigating through the pandemic, we're ready to expand and scale into future markets. You know, the pandemic also impacted our driver recruitment in the sense that, you know, many drivers shifted from passenger ride share to more delivery, food, groceries, because of, you know, just the fears of, you know, being interactive with passengers. So that's now changing as well. A lot more drivers are out there in the ride share community and getting back into ride share. So that's been great. And, you know, looking ahead, we have a couple markets in our sights that fit within our model, where we've got, you know, high percentage of active families, along with the demographic of household income in order to support the need for our services. And most importantly and exciting, you know, I just did bring on two former Uber executives to assist us with navigating regulatory and compliance and licensing as we move into new markets and scale Ruby.
I love that you're bringing in some additional talent to just really expand your service, but also make it one of the top line transportation services. So that's exciting to hear that. So thank you.
Thank you.
And Noreen, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your tech stack? If not, is there maybe a cool tool or app that you found useful?
So originally when I started, Brian, you know, I validated the concept in the marketplace through text messaging. So we've made quite a significant advancement from going from, you know, texting to a full tech stack now using the cloud and AWS and some Google technology as well, along with, you know, we've developed a hybrid app. So we're now available on both iOS and Android platforms. So we've come a far way, you know, in the tech space, and we're continuously looking for innovative ways that we can set ourselves apart within our technology.
That is awesome. Every day we use technology, right? But we're finding as entrepreneurs, people that are running businesses find that you can't live without it. And so taking technology to the next level is something that we all obviously aspire to be more competitive. So thank you again for sharing that. And Noreen, last question, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in leadership or entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. I think most importantly is finding a mentor. I'm really grateful for some of my mentors, and they've been extremely valuable to me. And I think, you know, you've got to be willing to fail and accept those failures in order to, you know, create the perseverance to want to just keep on going. And self-confidence is critical, right? I mean, you're going to be heard and told many, many no's. And there are always those, though, that will say yes and support you and believe in you and your mission and your idea. I think being empathetic and authentic are also two really key, important core values that have helped me to continue to persevere daily to take on such a massive endeavor.
That's awesome. And you're right. Everybody, it doesn't matter, you know, what level you're at in life, in your career, successful or not quite successful yet, but having that mentor and support is so key. And we talk about it a lot on this show. So thank you again for sharing. And Noreen, I just want to let you know it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Likewise, Brian. Take care and thanks for all you do. I love your podcast and your outreach, and I think it's a really valuable show. So I'm really grateful for having me on. Thank you very much.
Bye for now.